Welcome to the Beat Red Podcast, hey. A show where we talk about all things embarrassing. We tell our stories, we tell your stories. We're here to laugh with you, cry with you, cringe with you, all the things. I'm Katie.
And I'm Mary Kate.
Let's turn Beat Red.
Hey.
How was your week?
How was your week? I mean, you know, my week was fun. I got to say, I just heard some good speeches. The old DNC heard some good speeches, and I'm just happy about it.
So. Happy about it.
How was yours?
Mine was good. I know. I'm like, oh my God, I did not think of anything to
I
talk about.
I didn't either.
Like, just realizing
my weeks
it.
Are mellow
There's
these
nothing.
Days.
I watched Love is Blind UK.
Ooh, that's good. That's a good one. I love Love is Blind.
It's so good. It's so entertaining. Oh. It's so bad good. I end up like, though, I only watch like probably 40% of the show because I fast forward until the juicy parts.
Yeah.
There have to be other people out there doing that too. Especially
oh,
the weddings. I literally don't watch any of them. I just fast forward to the moment where they say I do and then I push play.
Because they can also say I don't, right?
Yes, yeah.
Okay, that's right.
That's
I remember
the part
there was
you're waiting
one
for.
Year where this girl was like, he said no to her. He was like, I do not take your hand in marriage. And she did the funniest thing. She, it was her heart was breaking, so it's not funny, but like she was looking him right dead in the eye and she was like, okay, bye. And then just like walked away and you're like, wait, you're supposed to love this person for, wait, you just said bye? And
no.
She just walked away. It was kind of like a mic drop.
Yeah.
It was cool.
Yeah. So that was my week.
All right.
All right. Let's get into
let's
some
get into
stories.
It.
You want to kick us off?
Yeah, I'm going to kick it off. Okay. So I dabbled like one story. I was like just looking at embarrassing stories online. Just I was like, oh my gosh, I want to see what else has happened. I'm like kind of an addict now.
Yeah.
And
some
I
good
looked
stuff out
at
there.
This Reddit thread and there was one on there that was so good. I'm just going to kick it off.
We got to hear it.
Yeah. It's from the guy, the person's name is Da Great Penguini. And it's from 14 years ago.
Da Great Penguini.
Vintage Reddit.
Thank
here.
You for your vintage
Thank
Reddit.
Thank you so much. Okay. So this person writes, about 10 years ago, I took my girlfriend to a small bed and breakfast in Harper's Ferry. Do you know where that? Oh, Virginia.
Okay.
For the weekend. It was really pretty up there. And being so far away from the city, you could see the Milky Way at night. So romantic. So
Love
we're
that.
Taking a drive around dusk when my girlfriend spots an old Civil War cemetery. We stop, get out a blanket, a bottle of wine, and my big Maglite flashlight.
Oh, yeah, that's so romantic.
So we can the find Civil our way War. Back to the car. Wouldn't you, would you like that, though, just to like,
no.
have a little date in the cemetery? No.
Date in the Civil
Dayton
War.
Cemetery. No, you
area?
You would be like, you like yeah. definitely feel all the feels. Needless to say, darkness and drunkenness combine well, and we start boinking away on old Caleb's burial plot. After I gave her the best 20 seconds of her life, we're just laying there naked enjoying
what
the stars.
A dream.
And the storm, he wrote it. When a carload full of teenagers pulls up and starts walking through the cemetery, probably to do what we were doing, straight at us. The girlfriend starts to panic because all our clothes are hanging on some headstone four graves away and we're
what?
Completely
How did
stalkers.
That happen? How did they?
They probably started there and then they like slowly took it off as they like made their way to Caleb's.
That is
burial
fascinating.
Plot, right? They just got into
so
it.
It's so hot to bang at a cemetery.
I guess to each his
the
own.
Clothes,
Civil War too.
Throwing the so clothes yeah. over the headstones.
Yep. I mean, you know, they gave the
ghosts a show.
They are
taking some ghosts home with them.
Yeah, seriously. They're like, can I come with? You guys seem great.
They're having a threesome over there with a ghostie in the cemetery.
Oh, okay. So she's embarrassed because they're naked. And I tell her to sit back and watch the show. It's pitch black. So I figure that the kids' eyes haven't yet adjusted to the night. They were 10 feet away, obviously coming straight at us. Just as they were 5 feet away, I jump up totally naked, turn on my 5D cell mag light right into their eyes and yell, DEA, stop right there. You're under arrest.
Oh
he's like
God.
Naked. He's butt naked. I didn't realize. I mean, now that I'm reading that, he had to have been butt naked.
That's pretty funny.
Well, they scream like a bunch of four-year-olds and bust ass towards their car, flying off in a cloud of dust. That's when I turned to my girlfriend and treated her to another 25 seconds.
Wow.
Of pure
round
ecstasy.
Two.
On the second round, I go the distance. That's
wow.
What you
oh, so the first time, yeah, she didn't get anything, huh? Or didn't.
I don't know. I don't know, but the ghost.
This guy's a real giver, I gotta tell you.
Yeah. I just like how, I mean, obviously in 20 seconds, they moved four gravestones. They were like, it's like happened fast. They just
it
covered a lot of ground.
Happened. Fast.
Yeah. Woo! All right.
Wow. Okay. Well, my first story comes from Liv, and she writes, hey there, my name is Liv from Norway originally, but now I live in the U.S. I was recommended to email your podcast from a friend of mine.
That is so cool.
I'm like, yay, who is this friend? We love them.
I know. I love that someone said that. You have a good story. You should call it. You should Yeah.
Love
it. Send it to them.
So this isn't my story. It's more of what happened to my brothers. If you've never heard of what I'm describing, don't be eating anything when you look it up and be prepared to laugh.
Oh,
so
gosh.
Everybody put your
sandwich down.
Put your milkshakes down.
Get your milkshakes and your ice cream cones down on the plate.
You'll know why I'm about to say that. Okay. Years ago, when the video viral challenge of recording the reaction of someone watching the infamous and notorious video, Two Girls, One Cup, aka Cup Chicks, my four older... Have you seen it?
Yes.
Yeah, everybody's seen it.
Yes.
Yeah. If you haven't seen it, don't do it. Don't do it to yourself. It's not worth it.
I have a visceral response every time I
hear it. Have yourself a Wendy's Frosty and call it a
day. Oh, no. I love Wendy's Frosties, Katie.
Remember we ruined Wendy's Frosties in like the 8th episode. Remember when somebody else called their dump a Wendy's Frosty
Freeze?
They're
never going to be a sponsor.
It was great.
Jeez.
Anyway, my four older quadruplet brothers, which I'm like, oh my God.
Whoa.
Who has quadruplet brothers?
Three boys at once? That poor mom.
Four quadruplets.
Oh, right.
Amazing.
Thanks, math teachers. Thanks, all my math teachers.
They tried to record our, at the time, 107-year-old grandfather reacting to the Cup Chicks video.
No, that is dangerous.
Who does that? Their grandmother's 107.
And
they showed it to him.
He,
I'm
like,
dying.
Remembered not the Civil War. But still.
The Civil War.
He remembered a lot. And they're going to show him that?
The whole time, my brothers just left him to watch it, expecting to catch him reacting. And when they returned, my grandfather took the camera with him after he said in our native language of Norwegian, I'm hungry. I want chocolate pudding. And he rode his electric wheelchair to the kitchen with the camera in hand and set it up, showing him going. I'm like, this 107-year-old is a G. I love it so much. It showed him going to the fridge. He found the chocolate pudding. He gets the pudding out of the fridge, goes to get a spoon, and begins eating the pudding with him wiping it all around his lips, and he starts eating the pudding too. My brothers then start gagging, as heard in the video, and you see my grandfather licking his lips.
Oh.
And he then grabs the camera with one hand and chases my brothers, still licking his lips, follows them outside and finds them all puking.
Oh,
I'm like, this had to go viral.
That,
like,
is amazing.
It's so good.
It's
he has
so
the
good.
Camera on them as they're puking. You hear my grandfather saying, you pussies, that's what you get for trying to make your old grandfather freak out. In my 107 years, I've seen some crazy shit, and that video is definitely one. But when you worked on the family farm like I did, shit doesn't bother you as much. Up until he died.
Like barfing.
Up until he died in 2014 at 114 years old. I'm like, that's like one of the longest living
that
people
has to
ever.
Be a record.
Yeah. My grandfather continued to torment my brothers with chocolate pudding so badly that they had to excuse themselves from the room as if he was eating chocolate pudding.
Oh my God. What a cool guy. I love that guy.
Isn't that amazing?
Yeah.
Since his passing, I've taken it upon myself to carry that legacy of tormenting my brothers. And since then, they can't enjoy anything chocolate.
Well done.
I love
that
it.
That is a great, yay. I love that. That was so great.
Like that grandfather.
Wow.
They thought
what?
They were going to like get him like throwing up, which is so mean to like play on so your mean. Sweet
I
little 107.
He was gonna have a heart attack or something, really.
That's so mean already. And then he totally got them back.
Turned.
He was like, yeah.
The
there you go.
Table. Yep.
Turn
that
the table.
Is so cool.
All the tables.
He turned just around on the table and ate some pudding. That is amazing. Oh my gosh. Wow.
So the majority of people want to remain anonymous, which is totally fine. But sometimes people actually want to tell their own stories. So
yes.
For the next story, we have our first caller, woo-hoo! Jerry. And
Jerry!
He's going to tell us his story.
This is exciting.
Hello.
Hi, Jerry.
Hi, Jerry.
It's Katie and Mary Kate with the Beat Red podcast.
How you doing?
Great. How are you?
Good. I'm always good.
We're excited to talk to you and hear your story. When you told me a little bit about it, I knew we definitely had to talk to you.
I'm so excited.
I have lots of them, but this one kind of stands out in my head, at least.
Yeah, I haven't heard one exactly like it, so.
Yeah.
Tell us your story. We'd love to hear it.
Yay!
We'd all love to hear it.
Okay. So, several years ago, I used to work for a software company in Irvine, California, in downtown Irvine. And we worked in this beautiful high-rise building. I was on the 9th floor. And I don't know, for lack of a better word, my bowels always spoke to me, you know, sometime in the mid-morning. And in the effort to not embarrass myself running into my coworkers, I always went to a different floor.
That's a common tactic. Yeah.
Clutch.
Yeah.
That's good.
Yeah. I always went to a different floor, and I had different floors I went to, but one of them in particular was my favorite because there was never anyone in the restroom. So I made my way to that floor and went into the bathroom and got situated in the stall and what have you. And I'm doing my thing, and suddenly some other person comes into the bathroom, which was unusual. And I'm already well into the process.
You're comfortable.
I'm already well into the process, and I'm thinking, oh, this is not going to be good for him. Or for myself. And my mother had recently told me about how useful matches were. For whatever reason, burning a match can really mask the smell of using
the
bathroom.
Yeah, the sulfur. So, yep,
it works.
Yeah, yeah. And so I thought, you know, I have a book of matches on me. At the time, I still smoked. I don't smoke anymore, but I I smoked many years ago. And so I thought I was going to do this. Well, one thing I've always been religious about is putting the liner down on the toilet, because I'm not a germ phobe, but I don't trust that. And I've always, you know, if there's not any there, I'm putting down paper, you know, whatever.
You got to do it.
I'm with you on that. I always do that too.
Oh yeah. Yeah. Cause people are disgusting.
Protect yourself. Yeah.
I put the liner down, and, I'm using the restroom, and this guy comes in. So I tried to light the match. Well, I normally don't even blow it out. I just put it out. I just put it between my legs and you know, it hits the water and it goes out.
Yeah.
Well, this particular time, maybe because I was so focused on the person that came into the bathroom, I didn't catch the fact that the liner middle part that usually falls down into the toilet hadn't completely separated from the rest of the liner.
Oh my God.
The match lit the liner middle part. And it caught on fire because that paper is really dry. Oh,
it is as dry as a bone.
Right. And I'm, you know, I'm not like Middle Eastern Harry, but I have quite a bit of leg and butt hair. And the minute they started catching, I panicked and I started freaking out and screaming and jumped off the toilet so quickly that the liner got snapped up between my butt cheeks. And now I have a flaming tail hanging from my butt, and it's burning up my butt hair. So now, instead of just having the smell of my recent turd, I've got the smell of burning hair.
Oh my gosh.
And my screams echoing throughout this bathroom stall.
I love it.
Sherry, I cannot breathe. This is amazing.
Oh yeah. It was horrible.
Wait, okay, happened next? We all need to know what happened next.
Was the person even in their stall yet? Were they just like standing there?
I don't know where he was in the bathroom.
He ran away. Oh, he didn't leave?
No, he hadn't left, but I don't know where he was in his process.
How
I was too focused on trying to make sure that I didn't completely scald myself with flames. I was able to get the wrapper from between my butt without too much of a mess, and finish up my business and come out of the stall. I was hoping he would have left, but he hadn't. He was at the water at the
That's
thing,
really funny. He didn't leave.
Washing his hands, but he was kind enough to not bring up anything or to look me in the eye.
So he heard you screaming, smelled of fire and the poop, and just said nothing. Not, are you okay? Can I do anything?
And didn't make
eye contact. Casually went to the bathroom and then casually washed his hands and left. Like, what a great guy. Yeah. Like, come on. You can at least say, are you okay?
Very, very kind. If I knew what office he was in, I would have gotten a fruit basket.
That's hilarious.
Yeah. Jerry, that is an amazing story.
That's such a great story.
I'm even happier that I didn't do it. I mean, if that had happened on my floor and I worked, you know, and it was somebody from my office that came in there, I'd have to quit.
Oh, yeah. You'd never live that down. You would never live that down.
Yeah. Yeah.
You would get a nickname and everything.
It's such a great, it's so terrible that it happened to you, but it's also so funny.
Somewhere on another podcast, the guy in the stall is telling his side of the story.
Yep.
Yeah.
Oh, that's so funny. It's so good. Thank you so much
my
for
wife
sharing
is sitting
it.
Here. She's heard the story and it still makes her chuckle.
No, I mean, we don't have anything like that. And I think you're one of a kind. And I don't know if anyone else has a story that's anywhere near that, you have to tell us, because it's such a great story.
It is, you can't recreate. I mean, that is a one of a kind original.
Kids, don't try it at home.
Yeah. Do not. But you know what? That's the thing. It's like you were trying to do that person a favor and you got your butt burned. You got your butt burned for your trouble.
Yeah. No good deed goes unpunished.
Exactly.
No.
That's it. Oh, Jerry, thank you so much.
Yeah, thank you so much for listening. And I'll let you know when this is going to air, too.
Oh, okay. Thank you.
Yeah. Okay. Thank you. Okay, thank you.
All right.
Thanks, Jerry. Bye-bye.
Okay, bye.
Mm-hmm, bye-bye. You're welcome.
All right. This is from Rachel in Illinois. And she wrote, "This is a humiliating story. My husband and I decided to eat an edible on our date night. Our daughter, who was 17 at the time, was going out with friends that evening, so my husband and I ordered pizza and took the edible right after she left."
Edibles are the cause of a lot of embarrassing stories.
I know. I mean, just being a bartender and like dealing with all of the people who came in there on stoned and you didn't realize that they were stoned. It was pretty funny. So she writes, "Neither one of us ever really partook in drugs, but our friends told us they'd tried an edible and had a wonderful evening giggling and watching movies, which sounded great to us. They gave us some of their edibles and we gobbled them down, ready to have a great time. The weed kicked in and sure enough, we were laughing and being children. At one point, my husband turned on some music and did a little strip tease to it, which made me double over on the floor laughing my head off. All of a sudden, the door swings open and my daughter comes in. She's forgotten her wallet.
Oh, no.
In his stoned attempt to hide, my naked husband dove onto
our
couch.
Oh, my God, he was naked?
He was, because he did a striptease.
Oh, right.
And he dove onto our couch and covered his head with some pillows, but his hairy, big hairy butt was sticking up for both of us to see, which made me laugh hard.
I had a cat that used to do that. It would hide. It would just put its head underneath like a tablecloth. Like it would just dip its head under and its whole body was sticking out.
See,
and it was the funniest thing ever.
Invisible?
Thought it was hidden because it couldn't see you anymore. Like its head was gone.
Funny.
So that's like what level of brain he went down to.
Yes. I was going to say,
if my head is covered, like
he was
I'm
covered,
good.
But his big hairy butt was just in his daughter and his wife's face.
Oh,
and they were laughing. Well, his daughter was horrified. She said, "My daughter was horrified. She kept saying, 'Gross, what are you doing?' My husband ran and put on my bathrobe and we had to come clean to our daughter about being stoned, which was even more awkward because we didn't get through our explanation." I'll never forget the look on her face. It was a mixture of disgust and horror. I know I also should note that we always expressed our concerns about her using pot, and we encouraged her to abstain. So she left halfway through our explanation and my husband and I died thinking of her describing what she just witnessed to her friends.
How
can
old
you imagine?
Is she?
She was 17.
Oh man.
I know.
Yeah, it's she just, told everyone instantly.
But like, can you imagine? I cannot imagine my parents being stoned, but I can also like, I can appreciate it. Obviously. I think it's a great,
it's so funny. Edibles are fun.
So it's like, if you did that, you could.
Walking into them being high and just seeing your dad's butt in the air and his balls hanging down and his head under the couch is really
hairy,
fun.
And he's like, I'm covered. It's like, no, you're not. Oh my God.
Yeah. Okay.
That's so funny.
All right.
Hairy butts are a theme. This
hairy butt theme. Okay. This next story is from my friend Genesee on Instagram. Her handle is Miss Vicious Design. I love her. She's become a real life friend. She's a fellow vintage lover and a thrifter. She has the coolest home and style. Like, definitely go follow her right now. Miss Vicious Design.
I follow her.
You follow her, right? Yeah, she's
great. Where does she live?
She lives in Utah.
Okay, yeah. I was gonna
but
say her.
She came out here and that's where we met.
Yes,
and
she's awesome.
Yeah, she's amazing. Anyway, here's her story.
Oh, yay.
This story happened when my daughter Naomi was in kindergarten. It was the end of the year on the last day and the teacher was so nice and she sent home a whole DVD of their year, like pictures from the classroom and things from the year. This was 12 years ago, so it was a lot harder to put something like this together, and she had taken a lot of time and effort doing it. So I was like, oh my gosh, how cute. This is so sweet. School's out. It's the last day. Everything was over, right? Like, it's all finished. And so I brought the DVD home and I put it in shortly after we got home. I was so excited to watch the culmination of her year, and I hit play. Instantly, porn popped up.
No.
And I was like, oh my God, what? I thought maybe there was a virus with the DVD. I was like, oh my gosh, how could this even happen? It was my computer and we didn't watch porn on it, so I knew it had to be the DVD. I called my husband, Chris, right away and said, this is what just popped up, and went on and on about how I should call the school. And he was like, oh, there's probably a virus somewhere. Just wait. I'll get home and I'll look at it. Well, I panicked. I didn't wait. And I panicked and I called the school to let them know the DVD they sent home had a porn virus. Oh, no. I was hysterical,
porn virus.
Trying to get ahead of the situation for them and make sure they'll have time to somehow notify the other 30 plus parents on the last day of school.
Okay, good. She's just looking out.
Not to watch it so they wouldn't get the virus.
Yes.
I called this office. So the office people are freaking out. And now the principal is freaking out. The sweet teacher is freaking out. Everyone is freaking out. No, I'm not.
The kindergarten teacher's like, oh no.
Yeah, the kindergarten teacher. No, I'm not great with electronics. My husband is. When he got home, he was able to figure out that somehow the virus was connected to the DVD player in our laptop. So we could use the laptop just fine. It was just the DVD player that had a virus, and it was from our computer, not the DVD from the school.
Oh, okay. So this kindergarten teacher's like, oh my God, and then realizes that it's just coming from.
I was the only one with the problem, and I was so embarrassed because I knew I was going to have to call the school back immediately and tell them.
It's from your computer.
Chris was like, why didn't you just wait until I got home, like I said, so I could check it? I was like, I don't know. Mortified. I called the school back and told them it was a false alarm and that my computer was the problem. The teacher said she had already called her husband and was upset and blaming him for it.
Oh my God.
So she's like, you have a porn addiction. She's like calling and freaking out. You did this. What did you do?
You have a porn virus.
The worst part was Naomi was only in kindergarten and she went there till fifth grade. And my younger daughter, Ruby, went there too. And I couldn't even look at the teacher after that. I caused such chaos on the last day of school when it should have been a moment to unwind and relax. And I still cringe thinking about it.
Oh, it's so funny. Oh my God, that's the best story.
Because you do go into that panic mode of like, oh my God, no one else can watch. There's porn here. Would the kids see it? Like, what if they watch it with their kids? And oh my God, blah, blah, blah. Like, I've got to stop this.
I just love that she called. She's like, there is a porn virus on this. Like, yeah, no one expects it. It's the last day. People are just like, oh, we can exhale. It's been a long year. And then it's like, you got a porn virus and little babies are going to see this. Like, it's just so funny.
It's so funny.
There was not theirs.
It was not theirs. It was not theirs.
So good.
But I love also the teacher's reaction that she like literally is freaking out her husband and she was like, you did this. This is your fault. It's you watching porn. I knew it. You corrupted the DVD that I made for my kids. He's like, I didn't do anything.
Yeah, seriously.
It's so good.
She like blew up their relationship.
I know. No. And how many parents did they probably call and be like, don't watch the DVD.
I didn't. We're going to church. Like, it's really funny.
It is.
Oh, that's so good. Oh, thank you so much. Her name's Genesee.
Thank you, Genesee.
Thank you.
Love you. So
okay, so I can't follow these. They're so good. All right, so this is from Michael in Los Angeles, and he wrote, I work in sales and started hanging out a lot with coworkers. One in particular, let's call him Ray, became the object of my affection. Have you ever had an office job and you like get a crush on someone who's working there?
Yeah.
Always happens. I didn't get a mutual attraction from him. So he had no idea I liked him, but he was so wonderful that I was always trying to get his attention and goof around at work. Our cubicles were close by, and we started doing this thing where we'd chuck something over the side of the cubicle and listen to it land on the other person's desk as they were on a call. I did it more than he did, but it was funny when some random thing would thud on my desk as I was working. The days were full of these sort of pranks.
You got to keep yourself entertained. If you're in a cubicle situation.
Oh my God.
I could never.
I did. And it was like, dead silent. But
is this your story?
No. But I mean, it's funny because I can totally relate to this because.
No, totally.
Because
cubicle I've worked in life, an office before, not a cubicle, but I've worked in an office.
Oh my God,
before.
Cubicle life. There's always that one person who has just like a million plants all over their cubicle. There's like, I just remember it being super silent at this office that I worked for. It was for a financial, they sold financial data. You'd walk in and it was dead silent. And you're like, I was saying hi out loud to everybody, and then I'd sit at my desk and there were all these like instant messages immediately being like, hi, how are you? I like your shirt today. But they didn't say it when I was walking past them. They just, I am
instant
it.
Messenger. Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. So back to the story. He just wrote that they'd instant message and then he endured his crush and told no one because it wasn't mutual. One day, a bunch of people went out to drinks after work, and Ray and I were talking over our drinks at the bar. I said something that made him laugh so hard his martini shot out his nose. I laughed too and grabbed napkins to help him wipe his shirt up. And as I was doing that, my stupid mouth said, "Oh my God, I love you."
Aww.
People say it all the time, but it sounds different when you mean it.
Yeah.
I am not kidding when I say there was a record scratch.
Oh,
I
no.
said it to myself, but out loud, if that makes sense. He looked at me and I must have looked freaked out. I was so embarrassed, which made it worse.
Oh no.
I'd been trying to keep it to myself and then I blurted it out. I wanted to slam my head on the bar.
Every time.
Like, I mean, how many people have done that? So many people have blurted that out without being prepared to say it.
The unrequited crush.
Yeah.
It's a rough one.
He wrote, "I kept laughing and didn't say anything, which was even more embarrassing. Nothing changed, though. To this day, we're still friends, and I'm now in a serious relationship. But I'll never forget how embarrassed I was in that accidental moment of truth." When you just blurt something out, and well, especially like that, the L word. But when it's just like, you know, you have a crush on someone and they don't have a crush on you back. And then you say you love them and they're like,
that's awkward.
And they realize like you meant it.
Yeah. Usually something happens. Yeah. Usually it's the office party, the drunken office party. And then somebody says they have feelings for you and they don't. You don't.
Does that happen to you?
Okay.
Aww. Ooh, somebody has a story of their own, Katie.
That's sweet.
Yeah.
Bye. Just like that chick at the altar. Bye.
Bye.
Okay. Bye.
She's like, bye.
Okay, I have another story for you as well. This next story comes from Monica in New Jersey, and she writes, "I met a guy on Tinder and we started talking, but I'll be honest, I did not have high hopes. We liked talking to each other a lot. We did live like 60 miles from each other. It was different, but we really vibed on a lot of things. The distance was an issue and I like my space, so that's why the relationship progressed so slowly, but it did progress. And over the next year, we decided to be exclusive."
Oh, great.
"At this point, we've been talking to each other for 2 years, and we were exclusively seeing each other for 1 year. I was staying with him for the weekend. One night, we were sitting on the porch of his house having a drink, and a car pulls up, and a woman steps out and walks towards us. He turned pale and white. I thought he was going to pass out.
No.
She stands there just looking at us for what felt like an eternity, but was probably a couple of minutes, and he is just speechless, and I am confused. I finally asked her who she was, and she said, 'I'm his wife.'"
Oh, my God. Yeah. No.
"After 2 years. How did I not see this coming?" The moment she said wife, I just got up and left. I was in shock, so I drove away.
Good for you.
I stopped at a gas station and I called him asking for an explanation. He told me they were separated. I hung up and never went back or talked to him again.
God. Good for you.
How could I ever trust him after
that? Okay, as soon as she says, if I'm in the situation, as soon as she says I'm his wife, I start slapping. I immediately start slapping.
You just get slap happy?
I do a slap fight and I just go slap all over his body. Slap his butt. Slap everything. I literally slap.
She's
slap,
like,
slap.
Don't slap his ass in front of me.
She's like, that's insult to injury. That I still love him. But no, that's terrible. And thank you for sharing that. That
I love her reaction. I was like, that is honestly iconic. Baller. That you were able to just be like, okay, bye, I'm leaving. Like, bye. And then she called him and she was like, nope, not accepting your bullshit.
Yes.
Done forever. I know I'm pretty confrontational, herself. So I don't know that I could just walk away. I think I would have to be like, what?
I would have to sit down and interview her instantly. I'd be like, do you want to go like get some food right now and just dish this guy?
And also the fact that he was so uncomfortable, he was about to pass out, I would lean into that. I would really like milk that for all it was worth and be like, oh, no, you're about to be really uncomfortable because yes. I'm about to tell her that we've been together for 2 years and what's going on here?
And
what is the situation? Like, I would need to know all of it and get into it.
Yeah, one's going anywhere. Are you kidding me? He's on Tinder and he's married. Clearly people do that all the time, I'm sure. But
they were exclusive for a full year. And the only reason, like, she lived 60 minutes away, which is how he was able to, like, get away with it for so long.
That's so crazy.
But the fact that he was surprised and she was staying with him for the weekend, I'm like, I wonder if because they were out on the porch, I'm like, did a neighbor call her and be like, yo, you need to get home? Like, your husband is out here with some other woman.
Hopefully.
Noodling on the
neighborhood
porch.
Watch.
Right? That's what I'm wondering. I'm like, how did she find out, you know?
And she's just standing there. Oh, that's so.
The fact that there was just silence for like 2 minutes and they're all just like staring at each other. And she's
crazy.
Like,
that's like the wild, wild west.
Yeah, because I think I would come storming up and be like, who's this bitch? What is this?
Yeah.
Although it's not her, you know.
It's not her fault. She had no idea.
Maybe she didn't know she didn't know. You know what I mean?
Yeah. I don't know. I feel like in that situation, you have to, that's obviously case by case, but like, you know your husband, or you think you know your husband, and then you, then they're with someone. I'm a jealous person. So like, if that was, I would instantly be like, oh, wait a minute. Because I don't know. I think I would have sided with the girl. Like, I would have been like, what, how is this possible?
Oh, 1,000%. I wouldn't have been taking his side on either. Oh, neither no. one of them should have taken his side. Yeah, he's in the wrong fully, you know?
That guy got busted.
He got busted.
That's
I know.
A good story.
I know.
And I mean,
good for you. For
and you know what? You
away.
Don't need to be embarrassed for 1 second because you took care of yourself and took yourself right out of that situation.
Well, it is humiliating for her thinking that she's in an exclusive relationship for this guy. It's humiliating for her with the other woman to know that like you've been cheating and that's his wife and you had no idea. Like, that's
terrible.
I know.
And that guy played a crazy long game too. You're like, wait, what?
2 years?
He could have just been like, you know what? I'm not into this exclusive thing.
But who knows how many other people he had too. You know what I mean?
God, he needs to get run over. So I would have run him over after I slept.
Maybe that's what happened after she left.
Yeah, he gets like, flattened. Oh my gosh, thank you for sharing that story. That's amazing.
Yes, thank you. So good.
I mean, I have one left, and this is actually from my brother. Okay. This happened to my brother.
It.
So I did like write it out in his words, but I'm just gonna tell it because
he's
letting, does not care.
He's letting us tell
he gave
it.
Me so this
thank
is
you
from
so
Steve.
Much, Steve.
So he told me, I'm just gonna try to like just be casual and just tell the story the way he told it to me because it's
just
so
keep it
funny.
Cash. Keep it cash.
Okay, so he was in, my grandmother lived in Ohio, and every summer we spent this like two or three weeks there. And this particular summer was the summer that he was finally able to sit in the front seat of our big, we had a Buick Century. It was like a 1995 Buick Century station wagon. It was the kind that had the back seat that would like stare at the cars behind us. We were always getting honked at because we would like make faces at them. And
my childhood best friend had that car and we sat in that back all the time. And now I think back on it, I'm like, oh my God, we could have gotten smashed so easily.
You
like,
could. Was like if you hit the brakes, your face
was
is
so
like
dangerous.
Broken against the back
But we
windshield.
Always sat there and like loved it. It was the best
thing ever. Well, because you could be like, screw it. Like we would stick our middle fingers up at people and like the-
Of course.
And then they would honk and my dad would be like, what is with these crazy drivers? And he would just be like, oh, we don't know. Just don't ever drive like that, kids. And we're just like,
yeah, we don't know why.
Yeah, like,
so he's what, like 10, 12?
He's like 12, okay. I think. So he's,
I'm like, back then he could have been like 7 or 8.
I know. There's like no headrests in the car.
There was barely seatbelts.
Yes, basically, seatbelts are brand new on the scene. So he gets in the front seat, and my grandmother, who is a saint, I mean, she is the definition of like in the dictionary, her definition would be like, she's just a gem of a human. Like, she's so quiet and shy, but like a great part of her community and just always so sweet and
she's
supportive.
The definition of demure that the kids can't stop saying today.
Demure.
She's demure. She's very cutesy. She's very demure.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Is that what they say? They use that word demure?
It's a TikTok thing that has become from Jules. It's a creator on TikTok. It's become like a crazy huge trend. Yeah.
So she's demure and she's like, I'll sit in the back. And the our car didn't have AC. It was broken. That summer, I remember. And so he rolls down the window and they're like bumping along. And then he gets car sick and he has seconds. It's happened to me before. He has like seconds before he's going to throw up. So he just like leans his head out the window and just barfs.
Oh, no.
So freely. And then my mom immediately pulled over and they get out and my grandmother, they see in the back seat, my grandmother had her window down too.
Oh,
and she's
no.
just like sitting there, like looking out the window, but she's like covered in barf.
She said nothing.
She was just like shocked. I think she was just, but he said she was like smiling. She was like sweet.
She
was
smiling
so sweet
as
about
the chunks
it.
Just run into her
she
mouth.
She had barf in her eyeballs. Like she literally had barf. And so
she was like on a roller coaster ride and got puked on. And
I know.
Like,
I'm surprised we haven't had any stories like
that. Yeah. Yeah. Where are the roller coaster
or
puking
like
stories that we see? Those
what
have
that
to be the Tilt-A-Whirl.
Tilt-A-Whirl.
Or no, the one where you fly around and inside. Yeah.
That's a Tilt-A-Whirl.
There have to be some puking ride stories. You guys, where are you
Please
at with the puking ride stories? We're disappointed in
we
you. Give us your puking ride
those
stories.
Puking ride stories.
Your poor grandmother.
Oh, but she was so sweet about
what
it.
What a saint. No, I mean, to be smiling with puke in your eyes and say nothing, I would be screaming.
No, I'm sure.
I would be absolutely screaming and then puking back. I'm puking
sure
on the puke.
Sometimes as a grandma, you just got to get puked in the face.
Sometimes it happens. Thanks for that, Steve.
Thanks, Stevie.
So that's our show.
That's our show.
We hope you loved it. If you did, please tell a friend, rate, review, and subscribe. That helps us move
up
charts.
The charts.
Yeah. And if you've got a story that made you turn beet red, please write us at beetredpodcast@gmail.com.
Yes. And if you want to buy us a coffee, you can go to our Patreon page, which is listed in the show notes. And if you can't beat them,
join them. See you next week.